The Grand Canyon, Evidence Against Evolution.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the Answers book. Well, Ken, geologists up the road from us here in Cincinnati took you to task recently for rejecting the idea that the Grand Canyon formed over millions of years by the slow erosion of the Colorado River. Are these PhD scientists wrong?
Well, you know, it's sad that people are still promoting the wrong view of the origin of the Grand Canyon. I've been to the canyon many times, and it continually frustrates me to have the same park rangers present an evolutionary view of its formation. Now, however, we're noticing that many evolutionary geologists are agreeing with us about one point anyway, that it didn't take millions of years to be carved by the slow erosion of the Colorado River. For a long time, creation scientists have been telling evolutionists that the Grand Canyon does not fit with the idea of millions of years of Earth's history. We've said that the canyon had to be gouged out quickly by a large quantity of water. Many evolutionists are now conceding this point. They've realized that the Colorado River didn't slowly erode the canyon over millions of years, and they're saying it happened by floods over millions of years. Creationists believe the aftermath of Noah's flood had a lot to do with the formation of the Grand Canyon.
On our fascinating website, AnswersRadio.com, we'll share more evidence for a young Earth. Our website will also let you know of the many scientists gathering next month in Virginia to speak at our Creation Mega Conference. Discover more when you go to AnswersRadio.com.